Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. This time of year, it seems like the least likely radio stations suddenly become religious. Talk of generosity, goodwill, and good deeds are sandwiched between Christmas carols that make you feel good. But there's one station that will go further than that to present the greatest truth that man could ever understand. Jesus Christ is God. You're listening to that station right now. At WCNO, we don't stop talking about Jesus on December 26th. Christmas is really year-round for us. Your generosity is year-round too, or we wouldn't even be able to broadcast. When the Christmas lights come down and the tree is set out by the roadside, our team of listeners will keep on giving. That's because you understand that the message of Jesus Christ must go out 365 days a year. As you may know, we came up quite a bit short of our financial goal during our recent prayer and praise time, and we really do need your help right now. If you'd like to make a special year-end gift to WCNO this Christmas, you'll be taking us beyond that special day. Send your gift to WCNO at 2960 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, Florida, 34990. Or make your donation online at our website, WCNO.com. It's one good deed that will bring eternal results. And Merry Christmas from all of us at the Good News Station, WCNO.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
In the midst of your trouble, that's when the roots grow deeper. That's when they reach deeper. When trouble comes, when the water supply gets low, how many know the roots begin to reach deeper for the source of water? Amen. Did y'all know that? We had this above ground pool that we used to have when we lived down in Port St. Lucie, and there was a palm tree next to it. Washingtonian palm. And on the other side of the deck. And when we went through that really severe drought, when you know all them houses burned down in Port St. Lucie back in the late 90s, our pool, you know, had like 20,000 gallons of water or something crazy like that in it. I noticed one time I was in the pool and I felt this thing sticking up through the liner. I thought, what in the world is that? And it was hard as a rock. So I got my goggles on, I swam down to the bottom, I looked at it, and it was a root poking through. So we had to get a new liner, and we pulled it out. And we pulled that liner out, the whole bottom of that pool had root, a net, it looked like a giant cobweb of roots all over the place. I thought, where'd they come from? And they all come from that one palm tree that during the drought could not get to water, grew under our deck, under the pool, and poked a hole in the pool liner to get some water. Come on, are you seeing this morning? Listen, some of you have been through some of the most difficult things of your life. You've been facing trouble when you didn't think you could face any more trouble in your life. But you know what? If we could just tip you over today, we'd see this big, beautiful, this network of cobweb of roots under you where you've just reached deeper and grown deeper and you've gotten to the source of what you need to make it through. Come on now. And before the trial, none of them roots would have been there. Had there not been a drought, there would have been no roots. Come on, are you hearing me this morning? Huh? And I got news for you. You're still here. You're still here. If you hadn't built all them roots, you wouldn't be here this morning. If you hadn't reached out, you wouldn't be here. If that storm hadn't blowed the way it blowed, you wouldn't have been here. You'd have been like a tumbleweed just tumbling through the desert. Thank God you had some roots. And I know you got roots, or you wouldn't be here today sitting in church on Sunday morning. You'd be somewhere down on the beach having a Corona. Roots reaching for the rock of Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Am I helping anybody? Psalms chapter 1 verse 1, one of my favorite scriptures of all time, says this: blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Now watch this verse. He will be like a tree planted, everybody say planted, by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit. Did you notice something? He never talks about the fruit until he talks about the root. Did you catch that? He doesn't talk about bringing forth fruit until he talks about it being planted by the water, because your fruit is actually in your root. Say that with me. My fruit is in the root. That's where your fruit is. It starts in the root. How many know there's not some magical fruit fairy that flies around and puts oranges on orange trees at night with a little wand? There's not a little magical strawberry fairy that goes up to Plant City every year and just flies over the strawberry fields and pops little red strawberries all over the plants. Y'all know that, right? It grows, and it grows from the root up. Listen, I used to have a landscape business, and I can tell you this. I've seen trees that look dead as a doornail. I mean, you just look at it and go, that's sad. Grab the chainsaw. Got to go. But you know what I discovered is that some of them trees that look dead as a doornail up top, down below in the ground, their root system was still good. They still had roots, and if I took care of that and I watered it and I nurtured it, the tree could come back, and it could grow back. Anybody ever seen that? We had a tree right out here on the property like that. It looked like it was going to die for a while, but it come back. Amen? And if you've ever been around, you know, at Christmas time like it is right now, we went down to Santa's Village last night and got our Christmas tree, and you walk in there, and all them trees smell so fresh, and they're green. I mean, just so alive. Yeah? But the truth is none of them are alive. They're all dead, but they look alive. Because how many know, I bought that Christmas tree last night. I could take it home and I could plant it in my yard, and I could water it, and I could put some sunshine on it, and I could put some fertilizer on it, and I could talk to it and tell it how wonderful it is. But in about 6 weeks, it's going to be brown and dead as a doornail. Why? Because it ain't got no roots. Listen, there were trees after the hurricanes that were uprooted, falling over, and they looked like they were dead. But because there was still life in the root, we were able to stand some of them trees up, rewater them, tie them down, and they're doing good today. It's the roots. And I've seen trees that got been blown over by hurricanes, and half the roots are sticking up out of the ground. But because the ground's so wet, the other half that's in the ground, the tree just starts growing sideways. You ever seen that? You ever seen them trees you could just walk up the side of it and then it tilts up? Those are trees that got blown over and they still live. She's right. Listen, there are people in this room. You've had dreams and visions in your life, and storms, they've just kind of blown over your life and knocked you over, and you were tempted to get the chainsaw out and just cut down the dream. I'm gonna cut down the dream. But I'm telling you something, don't cut it off, because the root might still be alive. It depends on where you've been grounded. And if the root's alive, then guess what? There's fruit in the root. Somebody say, there's fruit in the root. You know, I've never been out in an orange grove, but in the middle of an orange grove, I've never seen an orange tree straining to produce oranges. I've never seen that. I've never seen an orange tree just, you know, out there having a nervous fit trying to make an orange pop out on its branch. Anybody ever seen anything like that? I've never heard an orange tree say, man, it's so hard to be an orange tree. This is so difficult. I've never seen an orange tree struggling to make an orange. Come on, are you here this morning? You know why? Because oranges are the fruit of a tree that has been planted and rooted and ground in good ground, in good sandy ground with lots of nutrients. And as long as that tree stays planted in that good sand and in that grove, and its roots keep growing deep, then that orange tree is going to produce thousands of oranges. It's just going to keep producing and producing and producing. But you know what? I go into churches and I hear Christians saying, it's hard to be Christian. It's so hard. I'm just struggling to be a Christian. And if I could just be a Christian, if I could just have fruit in my life. It's so hard. No, it's not. It's not hard at all. Get your roots right. Get grounded. Get planted. Go through the struggles. Come on now. Are you here this morning? All you got to do is just get in the right environment, and out of your roots will come the fruit, and you'll bear fruit year after year after year. You just keep right on producing and producing and producing, not just 10 or 15 years from now, but 30 years from now, you've been producing fruit after fruit, and people look at you and go, oh, if I could just be like you. Why? Because you were rooted and grounded. Praise the Lord. And you know what else I learned? I learned that if you just go along uprooting yourself all the time, constantly jumping from church to church, from ministry to ministry, and you don't never let your roots get established, every time there's struggle, you just say, I'm not staying here, and you uproot yourself and go plant yourself somewhere else, guess what? You ain't never going to grow. You ain't never going to produce. Well, I got to go somewhere where they appreciate me. No, a little bit of unappreciation every now and then might be good for you. Because you're a big baby. And you need to grow out of some of that self-pity, self-indulgence, and self-awareness. Uh-oh. You weren't expecting that much truth today. Look, you can have the most expensive rose bushes in the world, but if you uproot them and move them every 4 or 5 months, they ain't never going to grow to be pretty. I don't care what you paid for them. They'll never grow to be full. They'll never produce the kind of roses you want. They'll never get real big. Why? Because the roots never have a chance to get established. Come on, I'm talking to somebody today. God wants to establish you in the house of the Lord. He wants to establish you in the call of God on your life. He wants to establish you in your destiny. Stop uprooting yourself. If you will get planted in the house where your roots can be challenged, where you can grow deep and get established, I'm telling you, what is in you will begin to manifest, and you will begin to produce the fruit of your life, and God will bring out of you all the beautiful things that He put in you. All the destinies and the purposes of your life will begin to manifest. And you'll stop wondering why things ain't the way you thought they would be. Because you won't sit still long enough for things to become what God wants you to be. Oh, Jesus, let me hurry. I'm hurrying. So how do we establish and nurture our roots? I'm glad you asked. The first way is by just spending time in the Word of God. Come on, somebody say, I got to spend time in the Word. I'm amazed at how many people in this country today don't know nothing about the Bible. We got people been in church 5, 6 years, don't know the difference between the Old Testament and New Testament. I don't know it's in the Bible. You don't know the difference between the Old Testament and New Testament, you're bouncing in and out of the law. Eye for an eye, love your enemy. Well, you're just going to get conflicted and confused. Poke them in the eye, and then you got to repent. Come on, you got to know the Word. Come on, somebody. Look, I'm not trying to make you feel condemned. I'm really not. I'm really trying to help. I'm really trying to help us. Okay, and I don't want you to feel bad. I'm trying to challenge you. I am trying to upset you a little bit because I want to challenge you. But, you know, the truth is I'm really just trying to keep you alive. Because this is important, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes we think that if I'm in a church and I can listen to the Word being preached for 45 minutes on Sunday, then I'm getting the Word. Well, Pastor Jason preaches for an hour. I get an hour a week. Sometimes I show up on Wednesday night for a snack. How many know you look pretty pitiful if you only ate one meal a week?
Yes. Oh, Lord.
Huh? If you just ate on Sundays in the afternoon, you ate one meal a week, you probably wouldn't be very strong. You'd probably look pretty sickly, don't you think? Somebody said, well, I can't remember everything I read in the Bible, and I don't understand everything that I read. I don't remember it. I don't understand why I got to read it all the time. Well, I don't remember what I ate for breakfast last Sunday, but I know I ate it. And I know it sustained me. Come on now. Matter of fact, I don't remember half the time what Kim sends me to the store for. That's why I got to go back. I get in here, walk around Walgreens, and go, what in the world am I here for? Thank God for cell phones, man. They have saved me a ton of gas money.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Somehow I've gotta buy her these Christmas shoes. So I laid the money down. I just had to help him out. And I'll never forget the look on his face when he said, Mama's gonna look so great. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her size. Could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight. I knew I caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew that God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas is all about.
Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please. It's Christmas Eve and these shoes are just her.
You heard it, Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while, and I know these shoes will make her smile, and I want her to look beautiful if Mama meets Jesus tonight.
Your presence, all our fears are washed away.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the Good News Station.